Veterans gather in France to commemorate 81st anniversary of D-Day Normandy landings. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 6, 2025. June 6 is the price of freedom, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said at the American War Cemetery in Normandy, France on Friday morning. Veterans, dignitaries, and members of the public gathered in Normandy on Friday morning to commemorate the Normandy landings that began on D-Day, June 6, 1944. The largest amphibious invasion in history. The landings opened a new front in the Allied war against Nazi Germany and opened a path for the invasion of Germany. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth spoke at the American War Cemetery at Colville-sur-Mer, Normandy overlooking Omaha Beach on Friday morning and paid tribute to the Allied nations that fought ashore in the Normandy landings, stating, the invasion would include brave troops from the U.S., Great Britain, Canada, France, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Belgium, Norway, Greece, and Holland. On the ground, the French resistance covertly aided the effort. The first wave of men displayed unfathomable courage and were decimated by German machine gun and mortar fire, Hegseth said, stating, this day, June 6, is the price of freedom. We remember the losses, we celebrate the victories. We rededicate ourselves to the fight for liberty, security, and peace. To the veterans present, he said, gentlemen, thank you. Normandy was not the most heavily defended part of France's northern coastline, with German defenses concentrated in Calais, the closest point to the British shore. Nevertheless, landing forces faced intense gunfire from entrenched German positions and mine beaches, with thousands of Allied soldiers made casualties in just the first day. The landing was divided into five beaches, with American troops landing at Utah and Omaha, and British and Canadians landing on Gold, Juneau, and Sword. Some 156,000 Allied troops came by land and sea, carried and supported by 6,939 ships and 11,590 aircraft, the Portsmouth D-Day Museum states. By June 11, when the beachheads had been fully secured and linked up, 326,547 troops, 54,186 vehicles and 104,428 tons of supplies had been landed. Within 2 months, more than 2 million troops went ashore to fight through France and Germany.